The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At daybreak on the first day of the week, the women who had come from Galilee with Jesus took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were puzzling over this, behold, two men in dazzling garments appeared to them. They were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. They said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here. He has been raised. Remember what he said to you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and rise on the third day." And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and announced all these things to the 11 and to all the others. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. The others who accompanied them also told this to the apostles. But their story seemed like nonsense, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, bent down, and saw the burial cloths alone. Then he went home amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
I like Luke as a writer. I mean, of the four gospel writers, I think he is the most dynamic. And it's the little details, the rawness of how he writes. You know, he doesn't sugarcoat anything. The women come to the tomb, and they are perplexed, terrified. It says that they bow down to the ground out of confusion and fear. And then when they go back, the 11 believe it's an idle tale, nonsense. Literally, they think it's the ravings of a lunatic. Luke says, they don't believe them. And then Peter, going to the tomb, when he goes away, he's amazed. A more accurate description would be utterly dumbfounded. We're left at the end of this scene with a group of people who are confused, afraid, wondering what this all means. I mean, this is unexpected. This is different. I can just imagine if this was a TV show or a movie, the camera panning to each face, and you see the hamsters running around inside their head, trying to make sense of what's happened. What are the implications? What are the consequences for their lives? We will see in the weeks to come, as they encounter the risen Lord, it starts to make sense for them. They start to understand resurrection. And the fear and confusion that they experience this night will be replaced by joy and excitement. I wonder if 2,000 Easters later, we kind of take resurrection for granted. We have lost some of the fear, confusion, wonder about the empty tomb? Do we have the same excitement and joy at the thought of resurrection as those early disciples? Paul describes it in this way. Are you unaware that we who are baptized into Christ Jesus are baptized into his death? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. Consequently, we should think of ourselves as dead to sin and living for God through Christ Jesus. My friends, this is Easter. This is a brand new day, a new beginning, a new start, a new life for all of us. This day, from now on, we live only for God through Christ Jesus.